Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As he tries to win confirmation as a Superior Court judge in what's been an unusually charged process, State Parole Board Chairman Joshua Wall is touting his record with the Parole Board. Wall made his first remarks yesterday to the panel that accepts or rejects judges. It was the second day of hearings held by the Governor's Council, which will take up the controversial nomination again next week. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Members of the Governor's Council call this hearing unprecedented in terms of the response they've received both for and against Wall's nomination. After some 5 hours of mostly critical testimony yesterday, Wall read about 15 minutes of prepared remarks. He says since he took over as parole board chair in 2011, parolee recidivism has declined by half, and no parolee has been indicted for a new crime where a victim was physically harmed. Wall reminded counselors that Governor Patrick asked him to lead the board after the governor removed five parole board members following the 2010 fatal shooting of a police officer by a paroled criminal.
I saw myself as a public servant, and therefore I considered it my duty to say yes. If the governor of Massachusetts says, as he did, that we have a problem with public safety and you can help. I came to the parole board with no knowledge of parole, no preconceived notions, and no policy preferences. I adopted the governor's philosophy on parole and did my best to implement that philosophy.
Supporters of Wall called him fair, professional, and say he has a keen sense of justice. Wall's critics say the opposite, describing him as arrogant and condescending. Joel Thompson with Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts supervises student attorneys at parole hearings. He recalled one hearing which he said concerned his students.
The assistant district attorney came and testified in opposition to parole and described the murder in question, which involved our client and a co-defendant who was his brother. When he was done describing the murder, Mr. Wall said, "What a proud day for the family of this prisoner," sarcastically. And then he said, "Very fine people." You know, it was needless. It was gratuitous.
Appointing Wall to a judgeship, Thompson says, condones bad behavior. But Governor's Counselor Terrence Kennedy told Thompson about his own early days as a lawyer and a time when he complained about a tough judge.
The judge said to get a thicker skin. You know what I did in response to that? I got a thicker skin. Sometimes it's part of learning that you have to, as students, you have to expect to be up against tough opponents in front of tough judges.
Governor's Counselor Michael Albano asked defense lawyers why it was surprising that the parole rate would decrease after the 2010 shooting. Counselor Eileen Dunn wondered if some people just don't like Wall's face. Counselor Christopher Iannella acknowledged that it was brave for so many critics to come forward, especially if they're concerned about possible retribution. 60-year-old Donald Perry, wearing a GPS monitoring bracelet, told counselors that his parole was revoked after he was arrested. Even though the charges were later dropped, it was 19 months before he was released on parole again. He suggested that Wall's nomination be treated like a parole request.
I think Mr. Wall should be treated the same way he has largely treated prisoners and parolees. That means Mr. Wall should be denied the appointment at this time. In 5 years, if he has demonstrated his ability to treat everyone with dignity, respect, impartiality, patience, and professionalism, Mr. Wall should be renominated and appointed a judgeship.
On Tuesday, the Governor's Council holds its third hearing, where members will question Wall for the first time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.